Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hello, and welcome to an hour of mind power. Well, wherever you are, I hope you're nice and cozy. Here in the Pacific Northwest, we have got the winds blowing and storms coming in, and it's a great time just to cozy up to your computer, to bbsradio.com, and to enjoy our time together. And here on the Donna Sebo Show, we always like to be able to present different positionings of thought. And my guest today is a man that I think has done something quite special, in as much as he has put together two books regarding kids' ethics. And this is something that when you're a member of the older generation, we need to keep in mind that we're the ones setting the example for the young ones that are coming up into the level of maturity where what they do is really going to make a difference. I want to welcome James Bud Bottoms. Welcome to the show. Bud?
Hello, Donna.
Oh, there you are. Can you hear me now?
I got you.
You got me. Okay. I know we're having a little bit of a difficulty there on the line, but that's past. Bud, you've got quite an interesting life story, I think. Not only have you put out these two books, one, Kids' Ethics from A to Z for the ages 5 to 10, but also Kids' Ethics 2, which is the age bracket from 10 to 12. And you're a man who has been very much active in the environment. You've been a political activist for a lot of years. You have quite a story relative to that, and after World War II, you decided you were going to study art for a while. You became very good as a sculptor. You've had your art shown around the world. But something pushed your buttons about ethics for kids. What was it, and what motivated you to put these books together?
Well, you know, what really started the whole thing off was listening to the radio, listening to programs like yours.
Okay, Bud, I'm going to ask you to speak up a little bit louder because your voice is coming through very soft.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can hear you now. That's fine.
Okay. Well, I guess listening as a sculptor, I listen to the radio a lot. I listen to a lot of programs, and I heard so much political stuff about ethics, and I'm wondering, when these people that were speaking learned ethics, and I thought, they weren't taught ethics, maybe perhaps at home, but not formally in school like we should be. We should be taught ethics at home and in school, because ethics is what we use every day of our lives, all of our lives. So I thought, you should learn ethics from A to Z to start out in life. You know, appreciation for A, B, behavior, C, compassion, D, dependable, et cetera, empathy, and so on, forgiveness. And I dreamt about it one night. I just started writing down all the ethical words I could, and I thought, this is what it should be, an ABC book for children to learn with, just learning the words about A for apple, B for ball, et cetera. But this is something they're going to use all their lives, so they should learn it at a very early age. That got me started. And I thought, as a senior, as an elder, I have something to give back, and I want to start with teaching helping my kids, my grandchildren, the ethical life in the early years.
Now, the books I find, and I've got them in front of me right now, I think that because you go A, B, C, D, E, F, G, and you have a word associated with each letter in the alphabet, and for those of you that are tuning in, we're talking today about kids' ethics. To you, what defines ethics, Bud?
What is ethics?
Yes. How do you define it?
Well, the basic ethics is to get along with being kind to one another. Just like, do unto others. It's much like what you read in the Bible. Just do unto others that you do unto yourself. And if you do that, you'll have a great life. It's very simple. In fact, I think all religion is based on ethics.
Now, you started off with the word appreciation.
Yeah.
And I know that there are many people that when they are out in the public and they're interacting, standing in line, maybe at a fast food restaurant or involved in some other things, they will often feel as if the younger generation doesn't have, let's say, appreciation for very much. And that's the first word that you start off with, obviously, with the letter A. And you use the example of the holiday Thanksgiving and appreciation and being grateful. Do you feel, Bud, that there are some adults that maybe should read these books?
I think this book is should be shared with the family. The kids could actually take them home to their mom and dad, and mom and dad could buy them. And this is something they could share every day for about 2 or 3 minutes. Just read one page a day. You know, start with appreciation, go on throughout the book from dependable to empathy, et cetera, et cetera. Just a 3 minute page. To read a page each day would instill in them an ethical behavior throughout their lives. And, you know, it started at a very early age, started 4 and 5 years old. So we wouldn't have so many problems these days with kids growing up. You know, they like you say, they perhaps don't understand the word appreciation.
Don't you feel? And I think this is what you've done with your book. Don't you feel that the adults need to set an example? If the kids are out there and they're in a grocery store and they see adults with poor behavior getting away with it, don't you think that that has a big impact on how they perceive the world?
Oh, absolutely. That's exactly right. They should become the models. They should model ethics and morals at a very, very early age and just pass it on to their kids, and we'll have a great world that way. You know, I have a lady in Long Beach who works for a penitentiary for women.
Mm-hmm.
And she took a bunch of these books and passed them out to the women inmates. And most, 75% of the women inmates have children who come in about once or twice a week, I guess. And these parents are sharing these stories with their kids. This is really great, you know, to say, okay, I'm in jail because of such and such, but here's the word that will keep you out of jail. And the kids sit there and color these pictures in and hang them from the walls at the penitentiary, which is really terrific because it works both ways for parents as well as the kids visiting their moms at the penitentiary.
That is a wonderful, wonderful story, and I think it's an important one because it is something that the adults do have to have, the positioning of being the example. And let's go to the letter B that you've got here, balance. And with each one of these, when you use the word, you have a story that goes along with it. And I really like, especially in your first book, which is for the younger ones, for
yeah.
the little ones, balance, because they're starting into school. And you talk about a little boy, Benny, and how he just absolutely loves sports, but he ended up getting kicked off the basketball team because he wasn't doing the things that he needed to do, which was getting, you know, good grades. That was important. And so you're reinforcing an understanding that this is good. Sports are wonderful. But if you cannot read and write, if you cannot have good grades, then there's no value here. So you present an adult perception that gives a standard that he should be able to follow. And I think that that's so important.
Yeah, it really is. Interesting you should mention that because all of these, like the coach told Benny in this one, Benny is one of my grandchildren. So I used all my grandchildren's names in here so I could identify with them and what their problems were. And I got some real life experiences from these kids.
Oh, that is so good. That's wonderful. I bet your grandchild just was thrilled to death to know that they were in your book.
Yeah, well, yeah, because these are all very positive stories. There's not a negative story in here. I just don't believe in preaching any negativism. It has to be, you know, there's always rewards for good behavior, and that's what I was really pitching here.
Now, another one, let's move on to the word determination.
Determination.
So many times,
yeah.
I think it's very hard for a young person, a little person especially, when you're looking at your very first book. That is a big word for them. What is determination? What does it mean, and why should it make any difference to me? I am just a little person. It's no big deal. And you talked about Pedro.
Yeah.
And why determination was so important for him.
That's right. To take off the, to learn to ride a bicycle, that was everything he wanted to do at that age. And that finally he was so determined to learn to ride the bike that his father put on training wheels on his bicycle so he could learn to balance his life, his time on the bike. And eventually he'd get out there and practice that on the street on that training wheels every day until he was so determined that he finally rode the bike without the training wheels, and determined became success in his life. So that's another example of what my grandkids went through.
I think that that is something that children, if they understand, actually if parents understand those little steps, when you have a young one, those little steps, learning how to ride a bike, learning how to do things around the house, all of this is training for adulthood.
Absolutely.
So your books reinforce this with these wonderful stories. I really like the one about integrity.
Oh, yeah.
About Mrs. Cluck.
Uh-huh. Integrity. Let me see what I wrote there. I've forgotten. Oh, I got the second book coming up. Yeah, that one, you know, that's interesting. I would take these books to local schools,
mm-hmm.
and I would say, anybody's name in here began with an I? Okay, there might be a little boy named Irwin. Irwin, well, the I in my book stands for integrity. How many in the classroom, this might be a fourth grade class, know what the word integrity means? Well, probably only one or two, believe it or not, know what the word integrity means. So I read the little story, and one kid would hold up his hand and say, I know what that means, and tell me what the integrity meant, and it was right on. But 95% of the class didn't know what the word meant. So that was, and the word empathy is another one that kind of was hard
mm-hmm.
for them to understand. But these real simple stories explain integrity, like the woman, the little chicken borrowed an egg from the one next door because she couldn't lay her own egg. Finally, that night she laid two eggs, and being a good chicken, she took the second egg back to her friend who loaned it to her so she could relax and have the other egg. So that's integrity, returning a favor.
Mm-hmm. Doing what we know we need to do in the way of responsibility. It's really great. And then in this one, also, you have M for manners.
Manners.
Oh, my goodness.
Big one.
That is such a big issue today.
That's a big one, isn't it?
Oh, big time.
Yeah, Sarah, the little girl Sarah in that story is my stepdaughter. And she liked to have tea parties, and so she would set the table up, a tea party for her cat and dog. And the cat would had her little dish of milk, and so did the dog. And before you know it, the cat knocked over the table to get the dog's milk and showed bad manners. But Saren remade the... she didn't scold anybody, but she just remade the table and sat everybody down the chair and explained it takes good manners to get another glass of milk. So... learn her manners. She got rewarded if she
mm-hmm.
used good manners.
Oh, and I think that's so important today. I find so many people, young, middle-aged, and even mature people, not so much in the mature population, but more with the younger people, it's as if nobody's taken time to teach them manners, and
yeah.
they're then embarrassed. And manners are important, and courtesy is important, and all of these various things. So your books, this first one, which is for the younger group,
yeah.
is so very important. You've got even got a section in there about self-esteem.
Yeah.
And you address what Io Pearl had to go through. So this is, you just have so much in your first book for the younger kids.
Yeah, right.
Now, let's go to the second one.
Okay.
Because you went to Kid Ethics from A to Z,
mm-hmm.
and you decided that you were interested in working with the older kids. What made you decide to approach the older group?
Well, you know, we go through life learning ethics probably every day, and it should be reinforced. I mean, every year you might learn what manners meant back when you were 3 or 4, but by the time you're 10 or 12 or 13, you maybe get pretty sloppy about it and have to be reminded. So this is kind of a book of reminders, you know, using the alphabet again, but making just beef up the story a little bit more and a little bit bigger words, but just repeat it every year. Just coming up with reinforcing those basic ethics and morals, but you learn back, supposed to have learned back when you're 4 or 5 or 6.
There are so many young people that are very troubled, that go through so many different environments. I think of foster kids. I think of kids that are in juvenile detention. You mentioned the women prison and how the books made a difference with their kids. Have you approached the juvenile organizations with your books?
I attempted to do that here in Santa Barbara, my hometown, and they're all excited about it, but you know, they've got their hands so full that they just don't seem to take the time to do that. In fact, I've called the local sheriff, and I said, look, you know, I'll give you a bunch of books for the jail so that the men can share them with their kids at home, so they can have something mutual, some positive to share, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So he's thinking about it, but juvenile hall is a great place, because I taught in juvenile hall once when I was back, and when I was 20 years old or something like that, I taught there, and that's what these kids. Maybe it's from those kinds of experiences that I realized in my own life that if you start out young, you know, you can see where you can turn the corner on kids. Just one or two little stories, and maybe being a model of something, you know, it can pick up on it and not have to suffer the things that we all suffer from the time when we're 10 years old to 20 or 30 years old. We can shortcut things and get the right direction, you know, at an early age.
Since this second book is for ages 10 to 12,
yeah.
The first one is for 5 to 10, and this one is for 10 to 12.
Yeah.
So many of these kids that end up going into the detention situation, frequently they don't read very well.
Right.
And your books are written in such a way that if a child does have a reading disability, they are going to be able to work with this fairly easily.
Yeah.
I have a friend who was teaching difficult kids in the juvenile detention center, and she said most of them had very, very poor reading skills. And that's one of the reasons that they often had a communication problem, because they couldn't read and they didn't want people to know they couldn't read.
Right.
And so then they dropped out of school. They got involved with other things because their self-esteem was so poor.
That's right.
And she watched it turn around.
Yeah. Well, this book can certainly help kids who can't read, who don't want to read, because it's written so simply. And you learn the A, B, C's, but instead of ball, apple, et cetera, you're learning words like appreciation, balance at the same time. Incidentally, Donna, have you read the little poetry that underneath each one of the pictures?
Yes.
Like the honesty one, H is for honesty, be honorable, truthful, and real, and you'll like the way you look and feel. You know, so there's a little poem underneath each one that kids can memorize. They like those tunes.
Well, I think it's great for families, too, and or for teachers.
Absolutely.
Because when, like with the word assistance in your book for the older kids, you said, "Equip to lend a helping hand to those in need of sea or land." And kids like the lyrics. They like, I call them lyrics, they like the musical rhythm that will go with words. And sometimes they might even make up their own music to go with what you've written. And I think that it's so important. Behavior is such a big issue. And we have so many people making comments about behavior. Of course, I see some things on television and I go, if the kids watch this kind of garbage on TV, why would they think behavior is going to be any different from what they see when they see people smacking each other and getting away with rudeness and doing all kinds of junk? And they don't realize that that's not real. That's not the real world. It is something that's on television. It's something that's being choreographed by other people. And How do you combat that? I mean, here you are, you've got this wonderful material, which I think is a great way to do it. But have you encountered that with your grandchildren? Have you found that there's been some things that they have been brought in contact with and they think, oh, well, this is acceptable behavior?
You said not acceptable?
Is that what you said? They said, oh, this is acceptable, but it isn't.
Oh, yeah, right, yeah. Yeah, exactly right. That's one of the reasons for the book is because I see my grandkids doing this or that, whether they're using bad manners or something at the table, and I'm going like, this isn't acceptable. But you know, here's the right way to do it. Here's what you can do, and everybody will be much kinder to you, and you'll look better. You'll be a good example to your younger sisters and brothers, you know. So yeah, I've seen that. That's inspired me to do these two books.
I love what you have under the letter H. H is for humane. And you talk about a Mr. James. And I think that this is so heartwarming. Because the young people can really empathize,
humane,
I think, with these stories.
Yeah. That's actually me and my old Irish setter.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Yeah, that's me. And you see the name in there is James, right? The humane
right.
person. So I just thought in my past history how I'd been humane to my dogs and cats, and I just pulled on that story. So that was old Mac, my Irish setter, before he passed on. I just thought, and up until the last day he was alive, he was my best buddy.
Now, with each of these stories that you have in here, and again, for those of you listening, we're talking about kids' ethics from A to Z, and James Bud Bottoms is the gentleman that I'm speaking with today, and Bud has put these two books together. One is for the age 5 to 10. The other is for the ages 10 to 12. And he goes A to Z, and each letter has something assigned to it. Each letter has a story with it. There's a little poem, and also what he does, if you're into teaching or if you're wanting to work with your grandkids, or you've got young kids in the family, maybe you're an auntie or an uncle, whatever your positioning is, if you're in touch with young people, these are two books that are so good because also what they do, they give you an opportunity to ask a question. If you're sharing this with a youngster, then you can ask, just like we were talking about, Buddy said this story, the humane story that he was sharing, is about him in reality and his wonderful Irish setter, Mac, who was his best buddy. And down at the bottom of it, it says, tell when you were humane to another person or animal in need. And when you have these kinds of questions and you present them to a youngster, you may be surprised the answers they come up with. But when you did this with your kids and your grandkids, how did they respond to the questions that you ask at the end of the story?
They kind of helped make up the questions. That was fun, you know, because here they're in school every day, and they're different grades, grandkids, and they would say, and I'd say, well, what kind of a question should I ask here? And they would help me, so I would just throw it back at them, and they'd let me know what kind of questions they would like to ask. And so they were a great input for me.
Now, for the older kids, you use different words for the older kids, which is really appropriate. You have listening as a word for the letter L, morals for the letter M.
Yeah, now that one, M, that morals, I sent that one off to Congress.
Oh, that's a good place to send it. Maybe they could use both books if you decided to send one to each congressman.
Yeah, it says the kids are handing out little free tickets. It says morals and ethics are free. Understanding right from wrong will help to make you very strong. And it shows little kids hand out free morals and free ethics to those people who are heading up for the White House. So I'm inspired by the fact that here we're talking about ethics and morals in government, you know, and seeing people go down the tubes lately so much that did they ever really learn or practice good morals and good ethics? The people who we elect to become our leaders, come on, give me a break here, you know. So I sent that off to everybody in the Senate and everybody in the Congress and see what kind of response I got.
Well, it'll be interesting to see if you get one.
Yeah, I know.
If you get any.
I got
that would really be something.
I got a great one from a local congresswoman named Lois Capps. She's our own congresswoman here in Santa Barbara. She gave me a great feedback. She said, "Kid Ethics brings together inspiring stories, great illustrations, and thoughtful questions. The lesson in this book will help parents and educators integrate ethics education into daily activities. It's a workbook designed to assist children in decision-making skills and taking steps towards becoming successful citizens in today's world." Congresswoman Lois Capps. So I got some good response from her. I had that print on the back of book one as an endorsement.
Now, I found it fascinating. Under the letter X, you have Xenia.
Xenia.
Yes.
Yes. It's hard to find something for the word X, right? So
right.
I had to go to other ethics. I had to go to other nationalities. X, Y, hold on a second. Xenia, right.
Mm-hmm.
Be generous to every guest. Share with them your very best. And Xenia is Greek for the word hospitality, pronounced Xenia. It's X-E-N-I-A, but pronounced Xenia like Xerox.
Mm-hmm.
So
and then for the letter Y, you have yes, and you have a questionnaire. You also have a puzzle in here for the older kids. And then at the end, you have Zen.
Z is for Zen.
Yes.
Although you are special just as you are part of everything else, too. That's a very interesting story, looking at snowflakes, how each one is completely different and unique, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So you can become part of everything else in the world, and that's part of you, and you are part of, of everything else in the world. I thought Z was for Zen was a kind of a neat way to end the thing.
I agree. But you have done something very special, I feel.
Thank
here.
You, Donna.
And with this, when people want to find out more about it, because we have teachers that listen to the show,
yeah,
we have parents and, you know, family people, they're always looking for something that can support and enable their young people to have those seeds of thought that are going to enable those children to feel good about who they are and to have an understanding about ethics and that they can make a difference in the world. And this is the kind of material you want children exposed to and that parents should be delighted in working with. And also, this is done in such a way that if the kids want to color it, it's a great way to do it. Now, what's your website, Bud?
Well, actually, locally, it's SummerlinPublishingCompany.com. SummerlinPublishing.com is how to get the book. Or,
okay.
Or Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com. My own web is kidethics.com. But if they want a book, they'd have to go to summerlinpublishing.com, amazon.com, barnesandnoble.com, the bookstores, you know.
Great. And then on your website,
yeah,
you have more information about the book?
Yes.
Okay, so they can go to
kidethics.com.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Well, Bud, what would you like to leave my audience with in the way of information or a thought as we're closing out our chat for today?
Okay. For 2008, get it straight.
2008 and get it straight?
Get it straight in 2008, starting with kid ethics, and start them young and the kick and start them off in the right direction in life.
Bud, thank you so much for being my guest today.
Thank you so much for all you've done, and keep on doing what you're doing. You've got a great show.
Thank you, Bud. I appreciate you. I appreciate what you've done. Kid Ethics from A to Z for ages 5 to 10, also a book for ages 10 to 12. A wonderful addition to a library, whether it's for school or for you as an individual. It's a good way to share good things with kids in a positive way.
Yeah.
James Bud Bottoms has been my guest. This is Donna Sebo. We're taking a break. Don't you go away now. We're going to be right back.
Okay.
Do
Do you have a group, organization, or club that would like to have an interesting and dynamic speaker? Then you're going to want to have Donna speak to your group. She motivates audiences towards personal empowerment, giving them tools for their personal and professional success. If you would like Donna Sebo to bring a presentation to your next event, call Delphi International at 253-582-5604. That's 253-582-5604.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature, however, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo, and our telephone lines are now open. If you'd like to give me a buzz and let me light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight, it's my pleasure to do exactly that. Now, all you need to do is call in to the numbers that I'll be giving out. I just need your first name or your initial, and then after that, let me do what I do. And I consider myself an information resource, and then you're welcome when I finish telling you what I perceive. You're welcome to ask me a question about anything that you like. So here it goes. Here's the toll-free number, 877-876-5227. 877-876-5227. Canadians, 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. Also a direct line of 530-876-3222. Now, I've got to let you know about some special things that are going to be coming up. Now, I'm talking about February, and I know you're saying, good grief, Donna, you just started a new year. What's this with February? Well, I've got appearances coming up in February. In fact, it's going to be a pretty busy month. And I want to let you know, February 8th to the 11th, for those of you that are in California, I'm going to be at the 6th Annual Conscious Life Expo Conference and Film Festival. Now, this is going to be at the LAX Hilton, and the people that are going to be participating there, well, we're going to have a couple of them on, Daniel Brinkley and also Brian McClure. We've got all kinds of people. There's going to be a spiritual comedy night, conscious business symposium. There's also going to be some yoga classes going on, and I'm going to be speaking there as well as having a booth, and also I will be doing many consultations with people, so I hope that you'll put that down on your calendar if you are in the Los Angeles area listening to this show. Now, what you can do, you can call their telephone number directly, 800-367-5777, or go to their website, consciouslifeexpo.com. You'll get all the details about costs, etc. There's just so much going on, so that's then. Towards the latter part of February, starting on the 27th, there's going to be the Psychic Expo put on by the Psychic Spectrum, which is going to be in Seattle, Washington. So for those of you listening, we're going to have more details about that I'm going to be giving. And that is also, by the way, in my email newsletter. The details are going to be, they already are in the January newsletter. Of course, in the February newsletter, we'll have more information. So I've got two special trips to California that I'm going to be doing, as well as the expo in Seattle. So February is going to be a dynamic month. For those of you in Alaska, I'll be coming up into Alaska, it looks like, during the month of April, and we're trying to lock that date down. Anyway, telephone number, if you want to call in, is 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. Canadians, 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. Also, 530-876-3222. Remember, all you do is call in and give me your name and or just your first initial, excuse me, and let me do my thing. The tools of mind are wonderful tools to use. Now, I want to thank Lon for sending me something about exercise. Oh, yes, aren't you excited to hear about exercise? After all of the holiday time when you have been really enjoying good food and you feel like your belt's getting a little tight, well, I had to chuckle at what Lon sent me because he said, physical exercise is good for you. I know that I should do it daily, but my body doesn't want me to do too much. So I have worked up this program of strenuous activities that do not require physical exercise. You are invited to use my program without charge. Here are the things I've become good at. Now, think about this. This is exercising, but in a different way. And I think you'll find a lot of these familiar. Beating around the bush, jumping to conclusions, climbing the wall, swallowing my pride, passing the buck, throwing my weight around, dragging my heels, pushing my luck, making mountains out of molehills, hitting the nail on the head, wading through paperwork, bending over backwards, jumping on the bandwagon, balancing the books, running around in circles, eating crow, tooting my own horn, climbing the ladder of success, pulling out the stops, adding fuel to the fire, opening a can of worms, putting my foot in my mouth, starting the ball rolling, going over the edge. Very visual, but I don't know how many calories that would burn just by thinking. Anyway, Lon, that won't work. You have to get out there. That's right. You have to get out there and do the exercise. Exercise. Do I sound enthusiastic? You betcha. Because I think exercise is so good. It really helps with the mental cobwebs. And right at the beginning of the show, I mentioned that we're having really stormy weather up here in the Pacific Northwest, and it's gray, and it's windy. But whenever I go out with my Scottish Terriers, I have to tell you, they are so full of themselves. These little, if you've ever been around Scotties, you know how low to the ground they are. Well, our oldest Scottie, Kinsey, and she's 7. My goodness, somehow or another, she was built with a turbocharger. This little Scotty with his short little legs, she takes off like a bullet. She is so full of joy when it comes to doing the walk, which is about 2.5 miles every day. And you'd think, these little short legs are going to be worn down by the time we get back. But she is at a pace, and she is just thrilled. And I thought, what a wonderful inspiration she is. And she just makes me feel good every time we go out. I might be in a slump and just feel like, oh, it's gray out, I really don't feel like doing this. But I'll tell you what, these two little Scotties of mine just make me feel so good because they delight in what they're doing. If the wind's blowing, they put their face into the wind and they just enjoy it. If it's raining, they splash in the puddles. It's like being around 3 to 5-year-olds. They take the moment and they enjoy it. And I think that there's such a wonderful thing that children and pets do for us because they sort of get us out of our slums. And I know with our two little friends, they are just absolutely inspirational in that way. They live each moment when they have it, and they live it with that wonderful sense of joy. So if you're in a part of the country where maybe it's sort of blizzardy or it's gray and you just feel sort of blah, find something that whenever you look at it, it just makes you feel good, whether it's a beautiful picture or it is a fresh arrangement of flowers, or maybe it's just picking up your favorite pet and just talking to them or being around them, maybe have a photo of them. Remember, have things in your environment that can help you shift your mind into that modem you want to be in. And I strongly feel that exercise, getting up and moving, does wonders for you. It helps to clear the cobwebs out of your head. So instead of being afraid of a little bit of weather, realize sometimes just getting out and getting into that briskness and the freshness of what's around you, if it's possible for you to do that, can make all the difference in the world. I've done that even in Alaska when it was 25 below zero and gone out for a walk, and it's just been invigorating. It's absolutely wonderful. And, of course, you really appreciate it when you get back into the nice, warm, cozy environment of home or wherever you are. Donna Siebel here. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat, 877-876-5227, or Canadians, 888-815-9756 and 530-876-3222. Do you believe in coincidence? Do you believe that things can happen with a synchronicity? I do. Let me share a story with you by Kathy Morrison. She really had a very special person in her life. Her name was Aunt June. And when she was growing up, whenever she had a problem, whenever anything needed to be sort of bandaged for whatever reason, her Aunt June was always there for her. Never critical, just was there whenever she needed it. And Kathy just loved her dearly. She said she was at all my dance recitals. I could talk to her when I started dating. And she made sure that I had good table manners. And being from the South, she always wanted me to feel good about being pretty and being a girl. She said, my Aunt June was so special. Well, her Aunt June apparently was an avid knitter. And she said, I watched her make some of the most beautiful, beautiful things. And when she became pregnant with her first child, her Aunt June said she wanted to knit a blanket for the baby. However, she didn't have the chance. Her Aunt June passed away the summer, a few months before Kathy's baby was born. And after her baby was born, she thought about her Aunt June quite a bit. And she said, wow, I wish my baby could have known my Aunt June. She was so loving and so caring. It's that kind of person you always want to have in your child's life, just like she had had. Well, 2 years go by, and Kathy was expecting her second baby. Now, this time Kathy decided with this baby she wanted to knit something like her Aunt June would have done. And she said, I went over to my local thrift store to buy some yarn. They had a used yarn bin, and Kathy said, sometimes I'd pick different items from it, and I dug around. I was always looking for a bargain, and by golly, she found it this one day. She found a big bag of cream-colored yarn, and along with that yarn was a pair of needles. And it cost Kathy a whopping $1.98. Well, she was thrilled. Well, any of us can identify with that when we get a good bargain. Now, someone apparently had even started knitting a pattern for a blanket. Well, Kathy brought it home, and she said she didn't think much about it. She was so tired that she went and put her wonderful package away into the closet and forgot about it. Well, it was a few weeks that passed by, and she decided she wanted to visit her mom. She said, you know what, that'd be a good time for me to take this yarn with me. So she goes into her closet and pulls out the bag. And when she took the yarn out at her mother's house, she said a piece of paper fell from the bag and fluttered to the floor. And she was perplexed about what it was, so she picked it up. And guess what it was? It was a knitting pattern for a baby blanket. And in the corner, the person who had started it had written her name. June Gerst. It was Kathy's Aunt June. Ah, yes. Don't you just love it? Donna Siebel here, and we're going to be taking a break. When we come back, if you want to give me a buzz, I would be delighted to light up your life with a little bit of insight. Call me at 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. We're going to be right back.
Enter the magical world of God's kiss.
He sees a large open area of valley ground covered with a thick green grass. In the open space are many other children and animals. All kinds of animals. And all of the animals are talking. He can understand every word they are saying.
God's Kiss is a beautifully illustrated children's book about a young boy's journey into a valley with children and animals from all over the world. They are gathering together to experience the wonder of love and beauty that will affect their lives forever. A talking book audio narrated by the author Donna Sebo accompanies this wonderful storybook, creating a special magic all of its own. This book package makes a wonderful gift for those special children in your life, ages 3 to 10. God's Kiss book and talking book audio are only $19.95, plus shipping and handling. And the author, Donna Sebo, will autograph and personalize your book if you request it. Call 800-872-8852. You can also order through Donna Sebo's website, www.delphiinternational.com.
Donna Sebo publishes a popular, inspirational, and insightful newsletter filled with information about her upcoming guests, her travel schedule, seminar presentations, and upbeat articles to lighten up your life. You can subscribe to this free monthly newsletter by emailing her at donna@delphiinternational.com. That's donna@delphiinternational.com. You can also go to her website, www.delphiinternational.com, and review past publications. Keep in touch with Donna through this monthly publication. Again, her email address is donna@delphiinternational.com, and her website is www.delphiinternational.com.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo. Are you interested in UFOs, the paranormal, predictions, prophecies, and psychics? Then you're going to want to come to the 6th Annual Conscious Life Expo and Film Festival, February 8th to the 11th at the LAX Hilton, Los Angeles Hilton, by the airport. Now, who's going to be there? I'll be there. Sean David Morton, Jim Mars, Richard Hoagland, Linda Moulton Howell, Lisa Williams, Dr. Raymond Moody, Danion Brinkley, Linda Drake, and many, many more are going to be appearing there. Now, here's where you can go to get information, 800-367-5777, or you can go to their website, ConsciousLifeExpo.com, and I'll be speaking there also, and I will be in a booth, and I'll be giving you that booth number with upcoming information. So you'll be able to come out and say hello, and I would be delighted to meet you. Donna Sebo here. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. 877-876-5227, Canadians 888-815-9756, or 530-876-3222. Now, I want you to have a pad of paper and a pen handy. I want you to discover your personal year. Now, this is what you need to do. You need to reduce the numbers of your birthday, birth month, and the current year to a single digit. Say, example, you were born in December the 29th, so you'd break down December, which is 12. You'd break that down, 1 plus 2 equals 3. The 29th is 2 plus 9 equals 11, and 1 plus 1 equals 2. 2008 is 2 plus 00 plus 8 equals 10, and 1 plus 0 equals 1. And you add then those numbers, 3, 2, 1, and you get a 6. So that means your personal year is a 6. So you take your birth month, your birth date, your birth year, break it down to a single digit, add it all up, break it down to a single digit, and we're going to give you your numerology forecast for 2008. But before we do that, so go ahead and doodle that out for yourself. Before we do that, I want to let you know who's coming up as guests on the Donna Sebo Show. Tomorrow we're going to be talking about healing, meaning, and purpose with Dr. Petty, who is a physician, a wonderful, wonderful batch of information that we're going to be sharing with you on that very descriptive and appropriate title. Also, starting next week, for those of us who are really wanting to get into shape for 2008, we have the Diet Survivor's Handbook by Judith Matz, and then we're going to be talking about the quality of life and 7 steps to uncommon financial security. Susan Buskey is going to be with us. Also next week, we're going to be talking to an animal communicator, Karen Anderson. Her book is called Hear All Creatures. Pam Proctor, we're going to be talking about the college hook. I don't care if you have a 4.0 average. That's not what's counting so much anymore. You've got to have something else that considers you to be worth going to that college. You're going to find out from Pam what that is. And everything I need to know, I learned from other women. A repeat guest, B.J. Gallagher, is going to be with us. So many other wonderful people that we're going to be sharing good information with you about. And also, know that you will, if you should miss any of these programs, you can go right into the archives here at bbsradio.com, and you can find out what you have missed. You can also go to my website, and I have the guests that are featured. They are posted on my website, and BBS also. BBS Radio also has a posting of the guests. So you just need to do that, and you'll have all of the information that you need about the people coming up. Again, if you miss a show, just go into the archives. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. 877-876-5227, Canadians, 888-815-9756. Okay, did you sharpen your pencils and figure out what your personal year number is? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Those are the numbers we're working with. Okay, if your birth month, your birthday, and year of birth added up to a 1, this year of 2008, it's going to get you off to a fresh start. You're going to kick off a brand new 9-year cycle. The old obstacles, hey, they're going to be disappearing, and new opportunities are going to be looming in front of you, whether it's professional, financial, or personal. Good things are coming your way, and you need to choose the ones that really appeal to you the most, and you're going to have that success you so earnestly desire. And don't be afraid to venture into new arenas. You're never going to have more follow-through than you do right now. And you know what? If people set specific goals, they tend to be higher achievers. Now, if you have the number 2 as your forecast for 2008, you're going to forge partnerships. Success will be all about cooperation, negotiation, and building relationships that are going to benefit you into the future. If you've been wanting to create a business partnership, deepen an important relationship, or maybe find that special person, now, when all forms of collaboration are favored, you're going to find the universe is going to cooperate with you to help you get what it is you want. Now, if disagreement with a significant other or business partner threatens to lead to a stalemate, get yourself unstuck by shifting your emphasis from your conflicts to what might be the common ground for communication. What if your year number is a 3? You're going to be shining. You have got a creative side that is just going to be blossoming wonderfully, and it's also going to have an impact on your social life. Now, you're going to be so busy going from one activity to another, don't lose sight of your major goals, especially anything it's involving the arts, communication, using your talents that could bring serious recognition this year. If you keep a notebook of your ideas, you may not be able to apply them right away, but sooner or later, they're all going to come together and they're going to pay off for you. What if your yearly number is 4? Get organized. Number 4 year means work. You're going to have to get organized. You have the energy to challenge tackle any challenges, and you can maybe will be helping a child do better in school, or you're going to do things for yourself. And if you trim the unnecessary stuff from your schedule, you're going to be able to focus on important tasks, prevent burnout, and still have time for fun. So what if your number is number 5? You're going to find if your year's number is 5, you're going to take chances. Whether you want to take up a new language or do whatever it is that you want to do, you're going to be gaining something. Maybe a new sense of confidence. Maybe you're going to make new contacts. You are going to really be moving forward on so many levels of life because you're going to be sticking your neck out. When you're feeling daring, seek out leads. Check out websites, build your network of people, and talk about what it is you want to accomplish with other people and see it through the brainstorming. They will empower you to achieve what you want to do. Now, I've only got the time for the 5, and we've got 4 other yearly numbers to go. I will check those out with you tomorrow. So keep that year number. Remember, it's your birth month, your birthday, and also the year 2008. You add those all together till they come down to a single-digit number, and you'll be able to hear the rest of these tomorrow. We'll cover 6, 7, 8, and 9. This is Donna Sebo. We are out of time. I'm so grateful for all of you. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. God bless. Have a wonderful day. And we'll be back here tomorrow talking about healing, meaning, and purpose. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.